One of the things that Stick Cat loved best about Edith was how she could instantly do something, whether it was fall asleep, get over hurt feelings, or even jump from one window ledge to another. And he was happy that she suddenly seemed done with this part of their conversation. "Why were you calling me if you weren't..." he began, but then started again. "Why were you calling me?" "Stick Cat, I was thinking about something this morning," Edith replied. "I was up on the kitchen counter after Tiffany left. She had a donut this morning. She left me some really tasty crumbs."
"That was nice of her," Stick Cat said.
"Tiffany always does nice things like that," Edith said. "Well, I was up on that counter after licking the plate, you know, just hanging around up there. And it reminded me of that time we were on Goose's counter after finding those blueberry muffin crumbs he left for us. Do you remember that?"
"I do," Stick Cat said. "Those were good."
"And I was thinking how nice it would have been to share those donut crumbs with you, like you shared those blueberry muffin crumbs with me."
"Mm-hmm."
"I can't now, of course, because I ate them all. You know how donut crumbs are. You can't eat just one. You have to keep going. There's absolutely no way to stop. So I'm not saying I actually have donut crumbs to share or anything."
"I understand.
I just don't want you to think there are any donuts over here is all I'm saying. I'm simply saying I thought about sharing them. Not that I could, because they're all gone. And not because I chose to eat them all. They're just donut crumbs and it's impossible not to eat them all once you've had a taste."
"I understand," Stick Cat said again.
Edith sat back on her hind legs and licked her front left paw as she continued to speak. She stopped to examine the placement of each strand of fur every now and then. "So, when I thought about sharing those crumbs with you, even though I can't, something occurred to me," Edith said.
"What's that?"
"You've never been to my apartment, that's what." It was an intriguing thought to Stick Cat, for a couple of reasons. First, it had never occurred to him that he and Edith would spend the day at her apartment. It just seemed natural for her to come to his house. It was the way they had always done it. It was also intriguing to Stick Cat for another reason. Edith had thought of it, and he hadn't.
"You know what?" he asked and smiled. "You're right. I never have."
And with that, Stick Cat began to climb into the bathroom cabinet. In just a few seconds, he had climbed over the spare toilet paper rolls and begun to poke his head through the wall into Edith's apartment. But he didn't make it any farther.
"Hey!" Edith shouted. "What are you doing?"
Stick Cat pulled his head back through the hole quickly.
"I'm coming over."
"Hmph!" Edith said, simultaneously closing her eyes and turning her head.
"I don't think so, Buster."
"Why not?"
"You weren't invited, that's why not."
"But I thought when you said..." Stick Cat began, and then stopped himself. He sat down in the bathroom cabinet and looked through the hole. He could see Edith sitting there with her head still turned away from him. Stick Cat figured the best thing he could do was wait. Finally, Edith spoke. "Stick Cat?" she asked formally. Edith had now turned to face him.
"Yes?"
"Would you like to come to my house today?" An invitation to Stick Cat from Edith.
"I'd love to," he answered and nodded.
He came closer to the hole in the wall, but stopped one step short of it.
"When would be a convenient time?"
"How sweet of you to ask," Edith answered. She seemed to appreciate this formal tone of voice from Stick Cat. "Right now would be fine."
"It would be an honor," Stick Cat said, and climbed through the hole, comfortable now that he would be welcomed completely.
Once he was in Edith's apartment, things became significantly more informal. Edith led him out of the cabinet and into the bathroom, which looked exactly like Stick Cat's, except there was a green and yellow polka-dotted shower curtain instead of a plain blue one.
"Can I show you around?" Edith asked as they exited the bathroom.
"I'd like that,"